Next on the teleconference is Iowa offensive lineman Austin Blythe. Blythe leads a Hawkeye offense that ranks third in the conference in both scoring offense and rushing offense. Austin, thank you for joining us.
Yeah.
If you could give some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Sure. Just as a team, I think we feel really blessed and lucky to have the opportunity that has been presented with us or to us playing in this championship game and just preparing this week like we have every other week and getting ready to play a good football team in Michigan State.
Thanks, Austin. We'll take questions at this time.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And we do have a question from the line of Chad Litznow with Des Moines Register.
Chad Litznow, Des Moines Register, Austin. Curious, you averaged 4.1 yards a carry last year as an offensive line. Your offensive line is, you know, up for a national award as well as Michigan State's, actually. What's the biggest difference, would you say, in going from 4.1 last year to, I think it's up to 4.8 this year?
Just the mentality, really, just understanding that we needed to be a physical offensive line in order to run the ball in a conference like the Big Ten, and I think we've really done a good job focusing on that all year, starting all the way back in January. So just something that we talked about. Coach Ferentz, Coach Brian has really kind of instilled that in us, and we just take it to the field every Saturday.
Sure. And, you know, you guys are going into this game as underdogs again. I mean, I think – you guys have been playing with a chip on your shoulder almost every week in a different way. Is this just a different do you guys feel like people are counting you out of this game already?
I mean, it is what it is. We're going to go out and play to the best of our ability, and whatever happens, happens at that point.
Thanks. See you tomorrow.
Yep.
Our next question comes from the line of Noah Treister with Associated Press.
Yeah, hi. When you look at Michigan State, I guess that's a team that sometimes gets overlooked in the East Division, playing alongside Ohio State and Michigan, and you guys have dealt with that a little bit this year as well. I mean, is there kind of a mutual respect, do you think, between these two teams and what they've had to go through?
Yeah, for sure, but I don't know if it's really because of that. I think it's just we're two programs that like to play physical football, and they're going to play the full 60, and they'll take it into overtime if they have to. So just two really good programs that respect each other and understand what they bring to the table and understand it's going to be a 60-minute fight.
Our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Austin. What did you guys think when the quarterback job was opened up and Jake was able to and CJ was able to beat out Jake? That take you guys by surprise at all, and what did you make of the whole thing?
It didn't really take us by surprise. We had total faith in the coaches to make the right decision, and when that depth chart came out, it was, you know, just another depth chart, and we knew that CJ would do a good job. He's really stepped up to the plate, obviously. He's, you know, been a great leader for this team, a huge competitor, and he's the kind of guy that makes his teammates want to perform, you know, that extra 10% on the field every Saturday.
Plays like the one at Indiana where he jumps on the corner there on that draw on second and down, on second and goal. Can you talk about that play?
Sure. That's just the epitome of who CJ is as a player. He's going to give it his all. He's going to do whatever it takes to score points and make plays. And, you know, he's been dealing with some injuries this year. And just for him to do that was opened our eyes a little bit more to the kind of competitor that he is and what he'll do for his team.
Thanks so much.
Our next question comes from the line of Mitch Sherman with ESPN.com.
Hey, Austin, you talked some on Friday, I think, about Coach Ferentz and his emotions in the locker room after that win. Can you expand on that a little bit and maybe what kind of satisfaction you and the senior class have taken in helping bring him the success this year?
Yeah, I think that's just it. It's really satisfying to when you see that kind of emotion from your head coach, you want to go out and perform for him. You know, Coach Ferentz is a kind of coach that, you know, wants you to do well on and off the field, and it's very satisfying for us as a group to go out there and do that for him because, you know, he wants nothing but the best for us, and he works so hard, and to be able to go out and do that for him is really special.
Does that work both ways in that some of your frustration after last year or any disappointing year in the last three was rooted in the fact that, you know, you have that much respect for him and want to be able to do it for him?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you hit it right there. That's not who we wanted to be for a coach, and that's not the standard that he's set around here for the past 16, 17 years. So just to be able to do this year with this group of people, this group of guys is, like you said, really satisfying.
Thanks, Austin.
Yep.
Our next question comes from the line of Chris Solari with Lansing State Journal.
Hey, Austin. I was wondering, I mean, you played in that game in 2013, and a lot of those Michigan State defensive linemen were in that game as well. What have you seen, I guess, in the course of those couple years on tape now versus that game that's different with Michigan State's front four?
Yeah, not too much different, you know, different guys, but the same mentality. They like to bring it. They play hard. You know, every down, doesn't matter what the score is, they're gonna bring it, and they're gonna rush the passer. They're gonna try and stop the run. You know, same different guys, but you know, same mentality for those guys.
And we talked to CJ about watching some football. Did you watch the Michigan State game on Saturday? And did you get to see Jack Allen get a carry? And were you a little jealous as an offensive lineman?
Yeah, I was watching the game for a little bit, but you know, as soon as Michigan State did their job and put it away, I think I turned to another game. But yeah, I was sitting at a family dinner, actually family Christmas, Thanksgiving, and one of my family members said that Jack Allen scored, so I was definitely a little jealous. I told Coach Brian the first meeting here that we had for Michigan State. I told him that we better install that play, but I don't think that'll be happening. But it is what it is. Just go out there and, you know, do what I can, and you know, I'll share my glory with the running backs.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Yep.
Our next question comes from the line of Bill Bender with Sporting News.
Hey, Austin, I think Chris kind of touched on this with the last question, but, you know, with their defensive line, what's the biggest challenge for you guys in facing those guys? I mean, they've been pretty physical up front, too.
Yeah, I think they're just big athletic guys, and they're very, very quick, especially on the edges. And I know number four there in the middle, Malik, just really good players, really good athletes, and they're going to get after it. And they're just really, you know, really good football players, and we got to go after them.
And with the you know, the strength that both teams have on the offensive line and defensive line, I guess would it be fair to say this is one of those classic Big Ten games that you know, with just two really physical teams?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's, you know, what we pride ourselves on. You know, each program is just being physical and tough and playing the full 60, and that's, you know, that's what we expect out of Michigan State this week. And you know, we're going to give it our best shot, and you know, and we'll be happy with the result if we give it our 110%.
Thanks.
Our next question comes from the line of Ryan Bennett with ESPN.com.
Yeah, Austin, earlier you mentioned CJ being in there kind of makes you guys want to play a little extra 10%. What is it about his personality? Seems like he gave you a spark even when he came in at times last year. What is it about him that kind of gets you guys fired up?
Yeah, I think it's just his, not necessarily his personality, but just the way he carries himself on the football field and the way he plays. You know, you'd never guess that he's hurting. He's gonna scramble from the pocket if he needs to. He's gonna stand in there, take a hit to make those big throws. So that's just the kind of thing that really makes you, as an offensive lineman especially, want to play for that quarterback and just give that extra effort that's needed.
And the poise he's shown at the end of games, even as a guy hadn't started a lot early in the season, was that something that you guys knew he had, or did it come as any of a surprise?
I don't think it was really a surprise, but with him not really starting any games until this year, it wasn't really discovered, I suppose. I'm sure the coaches, obviously, they knew something that we didn't, and he's doing a great job, obviously. But, yeah, just the way he carries himself is just really impressive. He's just a total competitor, and he's gonna play lights out for you every game.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Yep.
Our next question comes from the line of Mark Morehouse with Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Hey, Austin. It seems like CJ, in his background, he kind of likes the stage, and he likes playing in stadiums, and he likes performing, have the chance to perform in front of, you know, huge amounts of people. Have you caught yourself at all this season having, you know, being the senior center and the married guy, having to talk him down at all, or has it always been he just kind of had the right sort of vibe for this?
No, he definitely has the right sort of vibe. Like I said earlier, he's just a total competitor, and he loves to win, and he's going to compete as hard as he needs to in order to win, and that's why we love him so much.
Is there we've talked earlier this year about how he kind of has a connection seemingly with everybody on the team. Have you guys ever hung out? Have you guys ever had, you know, do anything off field together?
Yeah, we've hung out a little bit. Nothing too big. You know, just hanging around, talking about the season, you know, memories and stuff like that. But, you know, he's just a regular guy. But when he gets on the football field, he just turns into, like I said, just a total competitor.
Thank you.
Yep.
We can take one last question for Austin.
And our final question comes from the line of Lynn Henning with Detroit News.
Wondering about Saturday night, Austin. This is going to be a completely different experience. It's different from a bowl game. It's different from anything I think the Hawkeyes would fairly be said to have experienced. And Michigan State's now heading into the third one of these things. What do you expect in terms of atmosphere, nerves, how it might differentiate in how Michigan State will respond versus you guys?
Yeah, I don't think anybody associated with this program has ever played in a true championship game at the college level. So it's definitely going to be a new experience for all of us. But, you know, with this game, we're just continuing with the mindset of one game at a time. Can't really worry about anything else at this point. You just got to worry about doing your job, executing to the best of your ability, and going out there and playing a tough game against a tough team.
Thank you.
Yep.
Awesome. Thank you very much for your time, and we'll see you down in Indy.
All right, thank you.